time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God and bless His holy name. Let's glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days. Let's bless His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. He reigns supreme. Let's give Him all glory, all
glory,
that we are here again this year, kept by the power of the Most High God. Bless His holy name. So, Father, we just want to bless Your name. We want to give You all glory. We want to give You all honor. You're mighty, Lord. You're glorious, Lord. You're powerful, Lord. You're faithful, Lord. What a great God You are. Blessed, blessed, blessed be Your holy name, Lord. We give You all glory, we give You all honor, we give You all adoration. We ask that You reign, reign forever, reign supreme, reign almighty God. Thank You, Master Jesus. Thank You, Emmanuel. Thank You, the lover of my soul. Thank You, the lifter up of my head. Thank You for being so good, for being so kind, for being so wonderful, for being so faithful, for being so patient, for being so loving, for being so understanding. Father, I bless Your holy name. Give You all the glory. I give You all the honor. I bless Your holy name, Lord, forever and ever. May Your name be glorified. Thank You, my Daddy. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Amen.
I have a Father, Almighty Father, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah.
I have a Father.
Lord of Lords, I
Kings,
Oba Wamba,
Lord of Lords,
Oluwa Oluwa,
I am that I am,
Emini Jije Emini,
the Ancient of Days,
Arugu Ojo,
the Lion of the Tribe of
Judah,
Rock of Ages,
Apata Yeraye,
Emmanuel,
Emmanueli,
Emmanuel,
Emmanueli,
Emmanuel,
Emmanueli,
glory be to your holy name. 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 Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for last year. Thank you for this year. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for joining mercies. Thank you for what you are going to do. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, your workers, your house leaders are gathered before you.
Baba, gbogbo awon osise yin ati awon oludari awon esin ojule won wa niwaju yin bayi.
Because they have come early. Give them early miracles.
Baba, eponi awon ise yan to saju.
Surprise them, Lord.
Amen. Eh ya won lenu Oluwa.
Before tomorrow morning, let them have testimonies.
Amen. Oto ti wuro lati fun ani eri.
Continue to use them for your glory.
Amen. Eh testoja ti ma lu won, won fo go yin.
Let it be well with them.
E je ko dara fun won.
Father, let it be well with them.
Baba, e je ko dara fun won.
Almighty God, let it be well with them. Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
visit them during this convention.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Let somebody shout
hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people and say, welcome, God bless you.
Welcome,
God bless you. I want to talk to you very briefly tonight. On a friend in need. First Samuel chapter 22.
Samuel kini orikeji le ni ogun
verse 1 to 2.
Ese kini ati keji.
David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him.
David isi kuro nibe o si sa si iho Adullam nigba ti awon arakunrin re ati idile baba re si gbo.
And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men.
Olukuluku eniti o ti wa ninu ikoju ati olukuluku eniti o ti je to ti je gbese ati olukuluku eniti o wa ninu ibanuje si ku ara won jo sodo re ohun si je olori won awon ti o si wa lodo re si to iwon irinwo omokunrin.
Few are the friends of the needy.
Kiun ni awon ore awon alaini.
It is those who are rich who have many friends. Proverbs 14 verse 20. Proverbs 14 verse 20 says the rich has many friends. Not the poor. Only few people will be your friends in the time of need. If you are the governor of a state, oh, your friends will be many.
So baje pe gomina ipile kan ni o opolopo awon eyan ni o je ore re.
But the Bible says the poor is hated even of his own neighbor.
In
the same Proverbs 14:20.
Yeah, said
so the poor man is hated even of his own neighbor.
Oni awon otoshi eniyan pa pa ara le re man je ota re won korira re.
That's one of the reasons why house fellowship is so important.
Idini to bi je pe isi ojulede ojule sise pataki.
When you become born again, the real friends that you have will be members of the kingdom of God.
Nigba ti o ba di atubi tan awon ore di
there are people who are going the same direction as you. Those who are going to heaven with you. They're the only true friends that you can have. Believe me honestly, before you became born again, those people you think are your friends are not your friends. When you become born again, you will see how many of them will run away from you. I know how many friends I had before I became born again. Those who come to my house to drink. Beer, hot drinks. Soon as I became born again, and they knew these drinks are no longer available, all of them left. But thank God. Even though I lost all my friends then, look at how many friends I have now. Look at all my friends now. Now we speak the same language. We shout the same
hallelujah.
We dance to the same music. We rejoice over the same thing. When we are clapping for Jesus. Go ahead, give the Almighty God a big
hand.
Now, the important thing you need to note is this. That friendship that started in the cave.
We pay alright to you
can be depended upon when you get to the throne. The friends you have in the house fellowships. When you have nothing. They are the friends you can rely upon when you become something. And I want to assure every one of you here today, you are not going to die poor.
Amen.
You are going to become great.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, if you will be my friends now, when I am in need, because I am in heaven, you are on earth. I have many children to look after and I am not around. I can only rely on you now to help me look after them. He said, if you will help me now, in my time of need, then he said, one day you also sit on the thrones with me. Matthew 19 verse 27 to 30. If you take the work of house fellowship, follow up evangelism seriously, one day you are going to sit on the throne with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Many of the people who are my very close associates now are very, very poor people when we met. I was poor, they were poorer. But we were going to congresses together. Some of us, when we collect our salaries in December, we gave it all to God. We celebrate Christmas on the Congress ground. Somebody was asking me, when was the last time you celebrated Christmas at home? I said 1976. Because from
1977,
every Christmas, I'm either on the Congress ground, or nowadays I am going a fishing. Because I am suffering with Jesus Christ now, so that one day I will be able to sit on the throne with him. How many of you will sit with Jesus Christ on his throne on the last day? Let me hear you say amen. When we started Christ the Redeemer's Congress, the reason why some of my elders hated me for it, some of them, it's because they said I didn't allow them to enjoy Christmas at home.
When
there were some young people,
I want
who said, wherever you go, we will go with you. Whatever you want us to do, we will do it. Many of us sleep on the field, on the open field, in the Harmattan of December. My wife and quite some young girls, their own bedroom is the kitchen. Today, those people who were sleeping in the
kitchen,
they may still sleep in the kitchen during convention. But by the grace of God, in their own houses now, there are air conditioners. And now I'm saying to those of you who are faithful in house fellowship, in follow-up, in evangelism, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not die poor.
Amen.
Romans 8:16-17. The Bible says, if we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him. Those who suffered with David in the cave of Adullam, they became David's mighty men. David did not forget them when he got to the throne. Jesus will not forget you when he returns again.
Amen.
Now, whatever you do for your captain, you have done it for his God. What the people did for David, God took note. And Jesus said in Matthew 25,
Jesus was all ninu Matthew orike 5:31.
Verse 31-46.
Lati ese kokon le logbon de kerin de ni adota.
Matthew 25 verse 31-46.
Matthew orike 5 de logbon ese ikokon le logbon de ikerin de ni adota.
He said, whatever you do for the least of these people,
oni ogo te ba se fun okan na awon kekeke won,
you have done it for me.
Oni e ti se fun mi.
Any of these people in the house fellowship that will help.
Oh yeah, one any kind ninu won ninu awon esi ojule ti abaran lowo.
Any of these people that will follow up.
Oh yeah, won ti aba tede lati mu won duro.
Any of these people that will evangelize.
Oh yeah, won ni ti aba wasu irere fun.
Jesus said, you are doing it for me.
Yesu so wi pe e se won fun mi.
And God knows how to reward those who do things for him.
Olorun si mo bi a se se so fun awon to ba se se fun.
He said, whatever you do for these people, you have done it for me. You've done it for me. And God will never be your debtor. He will repay. So if you spent money for house fellowship, you spend time for house fellowship, you spend time for follow-up, God will surely reward you. Because the little fellow you are helping today, you never can tell what he will become tomorrow. Among the people in the various house fellowships, if the Lord tarries, among them you have the future general overseer, the future assistant general
overseers.
So when you are ministering to these people, you might be preparing for your own future. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ said,
yes,
your future destiny will be determined by the destiny of the fellow you are associated with now. In John 14 verse 12, he said, the works that I do, you shall do also. If you associate with me now and walk with me now and you help me look after this young convert, Jesus Christ said, whatever you are doing for these people, since you are doing them for me,
Jesus Christ was like, oh God, there was a man you to repent, she won for me.
I will also make sure that the miracles I'm able to perform, you too will be able to perform them. There are some of you here today who will soon be raising the dead in Jesus'
name.
Your destiny can be determined by the destiny of the people you are witnessing to, following up, and teaching in the house fellowship centers.
I
know quite a few sisters today who are married to their converts. I know a sister who was following up a brother, and today, by the grace of God, they are happily married.
Mo arabirin kan to je pe ohun lo nse ise atele ni lati mu arabirin kan duro sugbon loni tokotaya ni won ton si ti idire won si gbadun.
She wasn't looking for a husband, she was just doing the will of God.
Ni agogo yi ki je pe o nwoko sugbon nse ise ati ife Olorun.
In fact, in the days when we got born again,
ni ojo won ni ti awa tede ni atubi,
people don't want to talk about marriage. We don't think along that line. There's so much work to be done, we don't want to even bother ourselves. But God Almighty, seeing that these people are seriously busy for me in his own time, made the necessary arrangements.
o tori yi pe awon won yi ko ku fun ise ni akoko yi fun ohun ko o si re si se ipinu ati ilana aje won fun won.
Now I want you to know one thing.
Mo fe ka ma nkan kan.
David spent a lot of time in the cave.
David lu opolopo igba ninu ihu Adulamu.
But the anointing on his head finally got him to the throne.
Shuba, if I'm running your read, o lana fun ti di dori te.
Whether people believe it or not.
Boya awon eyan gba pe tabi be ko.
Jesus is coming back again.
Jesus Christ n pada bo laiko si.
It may take more years.
O le gba odun melo kan si.
But he will return.
Shuba yo pada.
I say he will return.
Mo ni yo pada.
And when he returns.
Eyin gba to ba si pada.
There are some of us who will be extremely happy to welcome him.
Opoloko wa si wa to je pe ni wa yo dun jojo lati ki kaabo.
And I pray you'll be one of them in
Jesus'
name.
Now,
David said one thing.
David is on Gagan.
In Psalm 23, verse 5.
You know, only David, you keta le no gbese karun.
Psalm 23, verse 5.
Only David, you keta le no gbese karun.
He said, thou anointed my head with oil.
Only what you wrote, Kori me.
My cup runneth over.
I go, Missy Quack, was it like?
I've told some of you that I've asked God about that verse for a several times.
I'm about to bawa so die nu ele pe an ti be lowo Olorun ni lowo lori ase oro yi nigba degba.
Father,
baba,
when the cup was full,
nigba ti ago yi ku gan,
why didn't you stop?
Ki lo dete dawo re duro?
Why the wastage?
Ki lo dete fi oro na sofu?
And he told me,
o si so fun mi,
number 1,
ikini,
I want this boy to know,
mo fe ki abakuri ki o mo,
that there is plenty more where this one is coming from. Let me explain that one to in a way that you will probably understand. When you look around now, you see today is Monday. We expect only workers and house fellowship leaders here today. And the camp is almost already full. And so some people say, oh, praise God, we are already big. And I'm telling you, we have not yet started. All of you are workers today. You are going to be pastors.
And
you hear your amen to that.
Amen.
By the time you all become pastors, the workers will be at least 100 times the number you are now. In other words, God is not limited to where we are now. The blessings of God are still flowing. And they will keep flowing. About 20 years ago, somebody was complaining that there are too many cars in Lagos. And one young man said, please shut your mouth. Don't say that there are too many cars in Lagos. He said, why are you saying that? He said, because I'm here to buy my own. I'm going to get my own. Very, very soon, I'm looking at people who will be ordained in this auditorium.
Amen.
And the Lord said one other thing. See, it's not only that there is plenty of anointing where this one is coming from. The excess is for those who support David in his time of need. Do you know what that word means?
Yeah, tomorrow.
The anointing of God upon my life.
If I'm not lowly, Baba,
is going to flow to every house fellowship leader.
Amen. Your chance, your Baba, one don't die at Kojule.
Is going to flow to all the workers.
Amen.
Even as Jesus Christ said, everything that God has done through me is going to do it through you also.
Amen.
How many of you believe?
that very soon in your province alone, the auditorium for your gathering together will be bigger than this one.
Amen.
How many of you really believe that that's going to happen? Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe that one day, very soon, you will be a provincial pastor? How many of you believe that one day, very soon, you will be speaking to a crowd that is 10 times this size?
Amen.
If you receive that, let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
I want you to stand on your feet. I know you have already heard what I want to say. You're going to pray a prayer. After the prayer,
then you dry.
As usual, we'll give our offering. And the Almighty God will begin His miracles in your life straight away. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
I have decided I will serve you to the end. Let my cup run over. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I have decided I will serve you to the end. I will witness. I will do follow up. I will walk in house fellowship. I will serve you in every way possible. I will serve you to the end. Let my cup run over. Let my cup run over. Emmanuel, I've made up my mind. I will serve you to the end. Let my cup run over.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.